to the program, A Catholic Catechism. Today's catechism lesson was given in Topeka, Kansas at St. Helens Catholic Mission. The subject being discussed is the Apostles' Creed. So get out your pen and your paper for notes, your catechism of the Council of Trent, as well as your Bible. Now pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea and kick back for a relaxing time studying our Catholic faith. Creation is a theological issue, not a scientific issue. Theology is the only source from which we have any information about creation. Any study of creation must come in the framework of theology because it is a word from God. If we want to understand creation, if we want to understand origins, if we want to understand how the universe came into existence and everything that is in it, we have to look at theology, not science. And the source of theology is the Word of God, in which God speaks, and the Church, which by the direction of the Holy Spirit gave us the Bible, and was given by God the authority to interpret the Bible. The Bible is not theory. The Bible is fact. The Bible is reality. The Bible is truth, no matter what subject it addresses. But particularly with regard to origins, since no one was here when God created, we have only His eyewitness account. And when the Bible speaks with regard to creation, or when it speaks with regard to origins, it speaks truly. It speaks factually. And Scripture begins in Genesis 1 and 2 with a very straightforward account of the origin of the universe and the earth and everything on the earth. Scripture opens with one very clear, unmistakable statement. It is this: in the beginning, God created heaven, and beginning God created heaven and the earth. From there, the first chapter of Genesis proceeds to tell us that in 6 24-hour days, God created everything that exists. It is so simple and so clear and so unmistakable that even a small child can understand Genesis chapter 1. But as simple as even the first statement, "In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth," is, it is at the same time an illustration of the great depth with which God speaks in simple language. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. A child can understand it, and yet, in those simple, clear, unmistakable words, there is massive, massive, profound data. Herbert Spencer, a non-Christian scientist, hailed as one worthy of many prizes in science, died in 1903. The greatest achievement of Herbert Spencer was that he discovered the categories of the knowable. That is to say, he determined that everything that exists fits into one of five categories. This was hailed as a massive, massive cataloging of realities. Spencer said, "Everything fits into one of these categories: time, force, action, space, and matter." And he was hailed by the scientific community. So Genesis chapter 1 shows these categories. In the beginning, that's time. God, that's force. Created, that's action. Heaven, that's space. And earth, that's matter. Time, force, action, space, and matter. Everything that Herbert Spencer discovered in 1903, or before that, was in the first verse of Scripture. The Bible says that God created everything. And in saying that, the Bible gives us all the categories that exist. And He did this out of and from nothing. That is, with no pre-existing material. And He did it in 6 literal days. Now, because the Bible is so clear about this in Genesis 1, and then giving us an even further and more detailed look at this creation, rehearsing its elements in a broader way in chapter 2, you face a test at the very outset of the Bible. You're not going to get past the first verses of the Bible. You're not going to get past the first verse in the Bible, the first chapter in the Bible, the first 2 chapters in the Bible, without facing a test. And the test is this: do you believe the Scripture? That is the test. No one gets past the opening verses of the Bible without having to face the test of whether or not that person believes the Bible to be the written Word of God, and to accept the church as the authority to interpret the Word of God. Do you submit to what the church, the fathers of the church, and the scriptures of the church say? Genesis 1 is your first test. Either you believe what the church teaches, or you don't. Either you believe what the Bible says, or you don't. That's the test. You can accept what Genesis says, or you can reject it. You can't change it. You don't have that privilege. There's no need for you to edit God. There is nothing lacking anywhere in Scripture. God had men of old write exactly what He wanted to be written and how He wanted it to be written, and that's true of Genesis 1 and 2, which some think we need to embellish it. You either accept it or you reject it. You have those 2 options. Well, you say, what about science? Don't we have to apply science to the Genesis account to be intellectually honest? Don't we have to bring the vast scientific knowledge that we've accumulated in the modern world to bear upon the text of Genesis in order that we may have a true understanding of it? Well, there are a lot of people who believe that. There are a mass of people who call themselves Catholic who believe that Genesis is an inadequate presentation of what happened, and we have to marry it with scientific discovery in order to get the truth. Get past the idea that science makes any contribution to an understanding of creation. It makes none. Now, this may shock you. There is no such thing as the science of creation. It does not exist. Why? Because there is no scientific way to explain creation. It was not a natural event or a series of natural events. It was a brief series of monumental supernatural events that cannot be explained by science. And so again, I say, there is no such thing as the science of creation. All science is based on observation, and no one observed creation. All science necessitates verification by repetition, and creation cannot be repeated, and thus it cannot be verified. Creation had no observers and cannot be repeated. It is not observable. It is not repeatable. It did not happen by any uniform, predictable, observable, repeatable, fixed, natural laws. None of it happened according to any of those things. It is just the opposite of that. Creation was a series of supernatural, instantaneous, inexplicable miracles. Supernatural. That is why there is nowhere in the Genesis account any place where evolution is mentioned or even hinted at. There are no natural processes in creation. There's only one record of creation, and that's Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. You can believe it or you can reject it, but that's all there is. You can observe the way things are now, but that doesn't tell you anything about how they became what they are. Creation cannot be understood any other way than by believing the revelation of the Creator. And that's your first test when you open your Bible. What I'm saying is, creation is not a scientific event, cannot be explained scientifically, as if natural law played any part. Creation was a massive supernatural miracle to be equaled by the future uncreation when in a lot less than 6 days, God destroys everything He created. Neither event, creation or uncreation, can be explained by any natural fixed laws. So, all that is left to the reader is the opportunity to believe, fidelity, faithful trust in the word of their Creator. That's all we've got. You weren't there, and nobody else was there. Only God was there and told us how He did it. You can either believe it or you can reject it. If it's true, the Bible is true. If it's not true, the Bible is suspect. And the church that gave us the Bible can't be trusted. The issue is fidelity to the truth. This is theological. Furthermore, look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. It says, by faith, fidelity, faith, trust. By faith, we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. We have to do this by faith. We were not there. No one was there. It is by faith. So that from invisible things, visible things or material creation might be made. In other words, God made everything that we now see from what is invisible. That is to say, He made everything out of nothing. Hebrews 11:3 is telling us that Genesis record said that God created everything that exists in the universe out of nothing, from no pre-existing material. Obviously, that obviates evolution. You're listening to the Catechism Corner, Episode 4, Season 1, entitled, God, Creator of Heaven and Earth. The Gospel tells us that Jesus was constantly inviting people to follow Him. He would say things like, come and dine. Come ye after me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. Go sell what you own, then come, follow me. Come to me, all you that are weary, and I will give you rest. Come and see, follow me. The thing I love most about the last two examples is that upon accepting Jesus' invitation, Andrew and Philip immediately proceed to extend the invitation to others. Andrew to his brother Simon Peter, and Philip to Nathanael. All of us need to be on the lookout for opportunities to invite others to encounter Christ by helping them to develop a life-changing relationship with Him and to understand and embrace the Catholic faith that God has given us. It's our job to invite. Let me say it again. It's our job to invite. We at the Catechism Corner want to help you do just that by providing this podcast for not only you to listen to, but to be able to share with others as well. To learn more about your Catholic faith, visit us online at www.traditionalcatechism.com. You can also find valuable resources like devotions and life principles, weekly blogs and podcasts that will be a blessing to you at VaticanExile.com, as well as EncouragementForToday.com. Let us know what you think about the podcast. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is mytraditionalcatechism@gmail.com. If you would like to send us a note by mail, our address is Traditional Catechism, 829 Northeast Chester Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66616. So until next week, study to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed.